Cool. All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Juliana Sims. I work at the Sprightly Institute, where we're working on a lot of cool social web stuff. My colleagues are going to have some talks in this room after me, so you can hear more about that then. This work is funded by the NGI Zero and Trust grant through Enelnet, so it is not actually Sprightly work, but it is using Sprightly technology. I'm going to talk to you about how I am I'm butchering Ludovic's precious shepherd. No, I'm integrating the Goblin's Library with it. And I feel like I had a better segue than that. But yeah, so I'm porting the shepherd to Goblins. Who here has heard of the shepherd? If you haven't, go back in time 30 minutes and you'll learn everything you need to know. So yeah, I'm porting the shepherd to Goblins. I don't really need to explain what that is. Init system, process manager, written in Guile scheme, uses fibers to implement a concurrency system derived from, or inspired by the actor model. Goblins is a Guile library that implements the object capability security model, which provides security guarantees, as the name would suggest, and it also uses the VAP model of concurrency, which is similar to the actor model, with some variations. Again, my colleague Jessica Tallon will explain that a little more, I think, later today, so I don't have to go into too much detail there. I'm just going to be talking about what this project is, what its goals are, some benefits, where it's at, where it's going. So first of all, what we're actually doing is discussed in more detail. I have a design doc up. That's a GitLab repo I use because of I like to force push, and Savannah makes that tricky. Savannah is where the official Shepherd repo is stored. But the Goblinsport design doc, if you see all the way down at the end of the URL, you can go either to the GitLab repo under Sprightly or the official Savannah repo on the WIP Goblinsify branch, and you can read the design doc for more detail. It's a kind of a living document. I think a couple of the things I said in there I've already decided I want to change, but it'll give you an overview at a little more lower level of what's happening. And basically what's happening is I'm taking all of the bespoke Shepherd actors that Ludovic has worked so hard to make, which are very nice to work with, I should add, and I'm changing them all to Goblins actors. And I have a little joke here, become is a Goblins thing. So instead of using CSP and implementing actors directly, we take advantage of the Goblins VAP model, and our actors and their concurrency are managed by Goblins. There are other code changes necessary to sort of translate between how Goblins does things and how a traditional scheme does things. I'll mention a little more later, but that's the core of the work, is just translating code into a slightly different format. And this has some benefits. So first of all, it makes a lot of bugs Sprightly's problem. A lot of the concurrency issues Ludovic was just talking about are supposed to be handled in Goblins. And so if we run into some of those, at least, I've realized not all of them, but at least some of them, that's a bug in Goblins and not in the Shepherd. I hope that it will reduce the required knowledge for developers to contribute, because you won't need to understand the actor model and concurrent sequential processes and how it's implemented. You'll just need to understand how you use Goblins, and I'm hoping that will help. And it will also provide a distributed debugger. I threw that point in there near the end of Ludo's slide when he was talking about debugging. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like yet, because I'll get there. Hopefully it'll produce more ergonomic code, because a lot of Goblin's asynchronicity and concurrency looks just like synchronous code. So here's a little bit of an example of the code itself, and it's just an example of the code for starting and stopping a service. I think the Shepherd equivalent, it's in the service controller. I'm merging different parts of the code base. So here's the before, and I didn't test if you could see all of this, but as you can see, we have, this is a branch from a match statement, so I just pulled it out to give you some context. We're creating a channel, spawning a fiber to tell another part of the program that the service has started, and then we're doing some bookkeeping, announcing to users what's going on. And so you have all of this code for mostly bookkeeping, and Then we have this code, which does pretty much the same thing. Instead of using a channel, as we see here, and doing git message and all of that, we instead use the Goblin's concept of a promise. And so we spawn a promise, and then we return a resolver, and the caller will is handling the actual starting of the process and will fulfill that. And so that's an example of what this code will look like in practice. This let on form is a macro around the Goblin's on, I think that's a procedure, that handles promises. And I think I talked about promises a little bit. They're like JavaScript promises. Again, hang around. You'll learn more about that. But they're a mechanism for concurrency and asynchronous code evaluation. And so this will not just change the code base, right? It will have benefits for users. One of the local level things, so if you have, you know, your machine and you are a single user and you have your shepherd, one of the benefits is that it will give you the ability to control your user shepherd services through the system daemon. The way the shepherd works right now, you spawn a separate shepherd daemon under the control of the system daemon to manage your user level services. And this work, the certain aspects of the OCAPS paradigm enables you to just control the system shepherd, but only the aspects of the specific services that you spawn yourself, that you know about. And this will also give us the ability to have different shepherd daemons on different machines talk to each other. That's sort of the headline feature, the thing that I'm most excited about and got most excited about in this project. And this will use the OCAPM protocol, which Goblin's implements, and it allows you to abstract away the network layer so you can connect your shepherd daemons, your machines, over arbitrary network boundaries. I mentioned Plan 9 because if I don't mention Plan 9 in relationship to this project, I get sad, because I think Plan 9 is very cool, and it's a big part of what inspired me to want to work on this. And it will also facilitate existing deployments of the Shepherd on, as the example here says, high-performance computing clusters, HPCs, which I usually call supercomputers, and I think that's incredibly cool. So we're going to, Sprightly is going to implement a Unix domain socket net layer so that the existing networking infrastructure that HPCs use will continue to work over OCAPM. And I sort of have this like last point of pointing towards things this can be useful for that it isn't currently deployed for, because I'm not aware of any system quite like this. And so one idea that comes up is orchestrating your networks of servers and managing services on remote machines from maybe a central machine, because you'll be able to start and stop and register and control services from any machine. And the really fun thing is that the user local benefits and the network benefits are the exact same thing, because Goblin's allows you to abstract away the network, and it allows you to write code that operates locally and over the network and looks exactly the same. So I'll get to showing you that code in a second. I should probably have put that first, but just as a quick overview of where we are on the project right now, not quite as far as I would have hoped to have been. Life and the world and things have slowed me down, but so we have the core service registry ported to Goblin's. We have I shouldn't have said core with that one. We have the service registry ported, which is what actually keeps track of the service objects. It's a bookkeeping device, essentially. But it's a great point of abstraction for a lot of different functionality. Then we have the core service actor, which represents the actors. I've merged the controller and the service. I think I'm probably going to separate those again, which I'll, again, discuss later. I still, in terms of porting this core service actor, I still need to get actions. Shepherd has this cool ability where, you know, you type herd status, or you type, I'm blanking on examples, but you can send commands to the services, and Shepherd allows you to define arbitrary commands, and these are called actions. So I need to port the functionality for that. I've been putting it off because I kind of want to do some trickery using Goblin's. We'll see if I actually do that. And I also need to do the actual process management. It was funny that Ludovic was talking about how hard can it be to spawn and fork some processes and keep track of a signal. I've been thinking the same thing, and I'm probably overestimating myself, but, you know. And then I've started documenting these code changes and what the API could look like for users. So we're about to see a rough example of what the API could look like for users. And this is some code I'm using to test that things work. I've borrowed services from the Shepherd's test suite and torn them out since I don't have the full system set up. To give you a quick run view of what's happening, this is all boilerplate. It's going to be handled in the Shepherd proper. You don't have to worry about it. And we see here we're registering some services. We're only worried about the test service and test two service today. Essentially, test service creates a file and puts, I think, foo in it. Test two service changes the text in foo to bar. And when either of them stop, they delete that file. And so here we see, so we register the services. And then once they're registered, we ask the service registry to send us a list of registered services. And then we operate on two of the services. This API is strongly subject to change. It's sort of, as I'm trying to figure out how these various pieces will fit together, I'm doing that. So you can ignore the details of that bit. It's not important. And then you see down here, once we've registered everything, we have let-ons again, because we're doing this asynchronously. And we're starting service 2, which depends on service 1. And then we're stopping service 1, which should, because it is a dependent of service 2, stop service 2. And the arrow operator is really important, because that is an asynchronous message to these service actors. And that arrow means that this could be over the network as well as locally. And then we have some promise stuff to deal with waiting for things to print. So let me show you this in action. It's not super exciting, but as you can see here, this is the list of services. We have 4 services.
Can you make it a little bit bigger?
A little bit bigger, absolutely. Is that good? Bigger. So we have the list of services there, and then we have a little message telling us that we're starting these services and that we're stopping these services, and it's all working over goblins. And these services could be on this machine, as they are in this case, or they could be on a completely different machine just as easily. I think I'm running lower on time than I thought I would be, so I might skip this part. There's some issues around the port with fibers and goblins. Translating promises to values. Goblins loves promises. They're very similar to JavaScript promises. They the OCaps promises inspired JavaScript promises. Some issues around compile time object construction, because Guile likes to compile things into bytecode ahead of time, and if you try to define an object, which is a lambda, at the compile time, it causes issues. World events have made this difficult. I probably was wrong about being able to merge the actor controller and other parts of the actor. And then there's a lot of things I have to not do that I think would be cool. OCaps likes process isolation. You want to spawn your services in a cold, dead world, as we say, and that's sort of out of scope. Serialization, which is a feature Goblins provides, where you can serialize your actor objects, and then you can revive them, and it's the same actor object. You can upgrade them, all this stuff. That's out of scope. I tried a little bit to switch replacements to using become, which is a thing where an actor becomes a different kind of actor. That didn't prove necessary. Capability grants is where you hand off objects to other places. That might come in some, but anyway, I just get really excited about Goblins. I think it's great. So the next steps, finish up what I've started on, essentially, and refine the public API. Make sure that you don't have to use @@ to actually access your objects, that there's a traditional scheme values API that you can use to do stuff. That's the talking about service references, how users are going to be able to refer to their services in their configuration files, getting promises to values. And right now, like I said, I've copied like parts of a test file for testing all of this, and I want to get proper testing. And then in terms of functionality, the things that are left, we need service actions, we need spawning and monitoring, integrating the CLI, and then it'll just mostly be a matter of exposing the new functionality that Goblins provides. And I don't know how complex that'll be, but we'll see. So that's it for this talk about Shepherd and Goblins. Spritely is going to be talking more about their work in this room after me, so stick around if you want to hear more about that. And thank you to Enelnet for funding this work. Thank you to the organizers of this room. And yeah. Do we have time for questions?
Yes.
So, yes.
Yes, so you mentioned before
Yeah. Yeah, so that was just stating that...
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Because you can control and monitor services on different machines, you can have dependencies across the network boundary. Yeah. Yes.
So given these dependencies across machines, if you have different views of the world,
Yes. So the question was, given that you can have machines, dependencies on different machines, could you end up with different shepherd daemons having a different perspective of the network? And the answer to that is yes. That is something I'm thinking about constantly in the back of my mind because I'm not sure exactly how to handle that. You could imagine, for example, that you have an application which needs a SQL database, and you don't care what the SQL database is. You have some abstract API you're using. It could be anywhere on your network. So how do we make sure that you're getting the right kind of SQL database, that sort of thing? So yeah, this is something I'm actively thinking about. It's one of the big issues that needs a little bit more design work on it. Any other questions? Oh, looks like we have...
You can switch to the microphone.
Yeah. Yes.
You may have touched upon this, and I missed it, but with this port, are there changes to Shepherd's public API?
Okay, so the question was, will this port change Shepherd's public API? The public API will remain backwards compatible, as well as the protocol for communication between the herd and Shepherd command lines and the Shepherd daemon proper. So all of your code will continue to work exactly as it has. I would like to expose a new API that allows you to take advantage of some of the niceties of goblins, but I might not. We'll see. We'll see how things go. Yeah. Yes.
You mentioned online.
Yeah, so the question was about my mention of Plan 9 and asking if machines will be able to use physical parts of another computer. The example was an audio card. The answer is that this work will not enable that, but you could potentially use it to set up some sort of system that would do that. So that's not within scope for this project, sharing physical resources, but I can imagine some ways you might be able to make that happen, yeah. I don't see any more questions, so I'm going to hand it off. Thank you all so much. Can you take that today?